Well, good day to you, gentlemen. My God, you look good today. Well, it's all down to genetics, isn't it? Anyway, here's another femon. It's all about the persona. It's all fake. So this femon got married, I believe, to a man in 2011 who had a pretty good idea about a business venture. And at first, it made a lot of money. Then, of course, the femon liked the money and the attention. And the lifestyle. But unfortunately, it all came crashing down. The business went completely kaput. Then they were sued by the employees of the company, and eventually they filed for a divorce. Then, as usual, of course, the femon character assassinated her husband, saying he was abusive, assaultive, threatened her with a gun. She made out he was a complete and utter crazy man. Then I saw guys know femons just love revenge. They're quite hateful and spiteful. Now all the money had pretty much gone, and she had to blame somebody. So she tried to arrange her husband to be murdered. She got some guns together and some money, and she met a man that she thought was going to do it. But unfortunately, it was an FBI undercover agent. And she was arrested. And this is a mugshot of her on the right. She looks kind of different to the one on the left. So you see, guys, it's all fake. It's all persona. Shallow as a puddle. Of course, in the courtroom, she said that when she was very young, she was sexually abused. Well, aren't they all? They always try they're the victim, even when they're not. I mean, let's face it, she's tried to get a man killed, put a hit on her ex-husband. But for some reason, we're supposed to forget about that and just worry about when she was sexually abused when she was young. Which, of course, she's never mentioned before. But what I don't understand is why she only got 3 years and 8 months. She was trying to have somebody murdered, for Christ's sake. I'll put a link to the news item down below, and you can see most of her life is all about lies and deceit. Her life seems to have been complete and utter fake. Oh well, I guess it's just a normal life of a femon. But of course it's getting harder for her because she's getting older. She's 43 years of age. But a leopard never changes its spots, does it? And I guess she still has time when she gets out to destroy a few more men's lives. With her fake persona and personality. Nothing more than a chameleon. You take it easy and be aware, guys. These type of femons are everywhere. Now you have a good day, guys. But watch your back.